a vision. I went back through the ages, and I looked on a hill, lone and gray, where an angry crowd had gathered to crucify man that day. And I heard as they shouted, crucify him on a cross there on Mount Calvary. I heard the ringing of the hammer as they nailed this man to a tree. And I saw as they raised it toward heaven, it was Jesus they had nailed to the tree. It was the ringing of the hammer that would bring salvation to me. I heard the ringing of the hammer as they nailed my Lord to the tree. I fell on my knees there at Calvary, crying, Lord, have mercy on me. He looked down upon me in pity, said, I died that you may be free. It was the ringing of the hammer that has brought salvation to me. Oh, dear ones, come and look upon Jesus as he hangs on that old rugged tree. Hear the ringing of the hammer. Turn to Jesus and you can be free. The happiest time of my life is when the Lord moved into my life. I feel, Brother Roger, that I was set free. Made one with Jesus and the Lord this morning. Sit there and so many good things, Brother Junior, come to my mind. But, Brother, and I realize that it takes God to revelate a man's mind. Old Paul said, Brother, the preaching of the gospel, it's not done by the enticing words of a man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power and of the Spirit of God this morning. And I know for a fact, brethren, pray just a few minutes. Oh, the blind lead the blind, brother, and they'll both fall in the ditch this morning. I had a lot on my mind, but that may not be the way the Lord wants me to go this morning. Yes, this morning, I'd rather come to this little church and preach Jesus to you this morning as to bring to you a truckload of money and all kinds of jewels. And just like the little woman that wanted this field, and she sold all that she had, brethren, to get that one. Let me tell you this morning, pray, Brother Junior, that he'll revelate my mind this morning. Take me away just for a few minutes and let me get up on the mountain. Why did you come this morning? As the old prophet said, are you going out to see a brethren, a reed shaking in the wind? Yes, did you come this morning simply because someone asked you to? But I'll tell you something. Is your heart in trouble this morning? Is your heart seeking after something? If it is this morning, I hope that Jesus in some way will let you take some little something home with you this morning. I was sitting there thinking when I came Amen. We got to talking about our kin people. But let me tell you something. The love in this family, brethren, that I've ever been around is the day I got into the family of the Lord Jesus Christ in 1973. Brethren, when I got in trouble, I got so low, brother, and I couldn't get any lower. And I began to pray, and I began to talk to Him. Yeah, let me ask you something this morning. Are you like the little fig tree, brother, that the man planted in the vineyard? And every year, he would go check that a little fig tree, and he cultivate around it a little bit. And he would look at it and say, is it the same this year also? Is it the same with you? Yes, sure, today. Are you planning there right now? Are you saying, well, I'll wait another year? You have no promise of tomorrow, people. Don't let darkness fall upon you. Yes, and do you say, Lord, I feel that I've done wrong. And just like my son the other day, bragging and talking so much about what the Lord had done for him, I said, that's wonderful. I said, let me ask you one question now. What have you done for Him? Yeah. Brother, it's the little things. How many of you this morning, how many of us, I'll put that way, and got up the first thing before you even spoke to your wife or husband and say, thank you, Lord. You let me see another day. Thank you for this food I'm about to eat. Thank you for the clothes on my back. The Bible says as long as you have food and raiment, brothers, be ye there contented. Sufficient for today is the sin thereof. People, I'm going to tell you something. If you see my boys out somewhere, or my grandchildren, yes, I've even got 3 great-grandbabies. I'm very proud of them. But if you ever out and talk to them, don't entice them with the things of this world. But tell them about that little man called Jesus, brother. Yes, that saved my dying soul. And I'm going to tell you something. You may gain a lot in this life, and you may have very great wealth, yes, but some night you may lay down and an angel come to you and say, tonight my soul, your soul is required of you. Now who's going to get it?
Now what are you going
to
do?
People, I'm trying to say is, get out and enjoy life. Work a good job. Get the things that you want, but don't put none of it ahead of the Lord. I'll tell you what, when time comes for me dying, I'll tell you how I feel. You can have this world and everything in it, but give me Jesus, brother, and I'd appeal on my dying head. Why? Because this world don't hold nothing for me no more. You may say, what are you talking about? Just like I said, if I gain this whole world, brother, and lose my soul, what have I gained?
You lost.
Did you ever sit sometimes and so many good things come to your mind? You sit there and say, Lord, I just wished I could get up there and tell people about them. You may have things on your mind you want to tell somebody about. I'll tell you where I get my blessings. It's not from all the money that's in my wallet this morning. No, but it's to see some little man or woman, a young boy or girl, come running up through here and tell their mom and dad, I want your God to be my God this morning. Just like a song I used to hear, please don't wait until I'm dead and in my coffin, brethren, and place a pretty bunch of flowers in my hand. What I'm trying to say is, give me the flowers while I'm living, brethren. I'm going to tell you something. Our church a couple weeks ago, Brother Jim Fields, his little granddaughter come running up. Yes, that made the weekend. Why, brother, when they took her and another little sister, and laid them in the water, it was a very beautiful time. Yes, and I thought, Lord, with your help, God, that's two more that Satan won't get. And I'm going to tell you something. If we all gather here today and one little soul gets something out of it, Brother Roger, it makes all of our trips worthwhile. Where is your heart at this morning? I don't know some of you, but I'm concerned about you. I've got a wife and boy back in Letcher County. May never see them, but they know where I stand this morning. I want to see that place, brethren, that I dreamed about. That place I had a vision of. Everybody dressed in white robes. They all look so young and pretty. White tables drenched in linen just as far as the eye could see. And it was so real. My mother died. She was 81 years old. I'll get out of the way in just a minute. Had a dream one night, and I seen this place. I was there in it. Someone spoke to me. When I turned, brother, it was my mother. And she had on a beautiful white robe and looked to be about 40 years old. The reason I believe that I dreamed this, I was concerned about my mother as a young man. I started going to church, and we kind of get a little bit high and hauled in. I looked at my mom one day. I said, Mom, you ought to be more concerned about yourself and pray more. She said, how do you know I don't? She taught me a good lesson. Yeah. But one of the best feelings as a young man that I ever had, my mom, my oldest sister, came to visit one day, and they were both sick. They both asked me. They went in and sat down on the bed. And when my mother looked at me and said, baby, will you pray for us? That was one of the sweetest feelings that I ever had. Little things. My boy, 6 years old one day, you think they don't listen and pay attention. He said, Daddy, will you come in here a minute? I went in and he said, I've got a toothache real bad. Will you ask Jesus to make it better? People, I'm going to tell you something. They don't forget.
Yes, right.
And I'll have to say, since for almost 40 years now, he's been leading and guiding me. And I thank him more every day. And the world that we live in today has just got so much turmoil and so much trouble. But there is a way out. That is through and by the name of Jesus. They talk about all these high-tech missiles, these buttons they're going to push, but brother, I'm going to tell you something. They don't realize that Jesus has got the power this morning.
Yes.
Give me Jesus and they can have it all this morning. Like I said, so much was on my mind, but sometimes it don't take that much, brother, to get something through to somebody.
Good sermon, brother.
May never see you no more.
Good sermon, Brother Robert.
But I want to say that I love you, and I hope to see you again someday.
Well spoken, brother. Well spoken, brother. Brother Roger Gibson, also from Little...